political battle between the Texas State House and the federal government could have the effect of shutting the doors to free clinics for tens of thousands of women. Health care and carelessness in Texas on this Friday, March 9th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So politics and women's health begins this hour. We're also watching the jobs number for February, a dim view of political discourse in 2012, and the gray areas of blackness in America. Jobs are on your mind, waiting for the Labor Department report. Dana on Facebook writes, "My job's okay, but I wish I could either be doing quantum physics research or traveling as a concert pianist."
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm with you, Dana. Tell us about your work and why you're doing it. You know how to reach us, 877-8MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org. Let's check the morning's top headlines.
Greece is a step closer to getting the international loans it needs to avoid default. The country's reached an agreement with 85% of the investors who held Greek bonds. And under that agreement, the investors will take paper losses of more than 50%. That could cut Greece's debt by $140 billion. It doesn't mean, though, that Greece is out of the woods. Here's what Stefanos Manos, a former Greek finance minister, told our partner at the BBC.
We need to do a drastic change in our ways in order for the whole thing to succeed. I hope we do. It's doable. It is the job to be done is absolutely doable. The question is whether it's going to be done.
As for the investors who aren't yet on board, Greece plans to use legislation to force them to join the deal. The major economic news in this country will be announced in about 90 minutes. That's when the government will unveil unemployment figures for February. One thing you may want to watch for, if those numbers go down or stay flat, that will be the sixth month in a row they haven't increased, and that hasn't happened since 1984.
The Senate has rejected an attempt to bring the Keystone XL pipeline project back to life. The proposed pipeline would carry oil from Canada to Texas refineries, and Republicans say it will create jobs and ease the energy crunch. The vote means the pipeline will remain on hold until an environmental impact study is completed. The White House opposes the pipeline. Iran is feeling new pressure to open up its nuclear facilities to inspectors. Russia and China and four other countries, including the U.S., are urging Iran to allow nuclear inspectors into all of its facilities. Russia and China have signed on to this statement, which is significant because they frequently sided with Iran in the nuclear dispute. Now they appear to be leaning on Iran.
Space weather experts say the worst appears to be over as far as this week's solar storms are concerned. Earth was bombarded yesterday with particles from the sun that could have disrupted global communications, but everything turned out to be okay. Still, Doug Biesecker, who's a physicist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says there will be more solar storms and they'll reach a peak next year.
They tend to cluster around the peak of solar activity, with solar max expected in 2013. We'll be seeing a lot more of flares of this size in the next couple of years.
Ham radio operators appear to have suffered the most from the solar storms. They suffered a blackout for a couple of hours in an area between eastern Australia and East Africa.
Poor ham radio operators.
Yeah.
They don't get any respect. Let's get the market view now. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures for Wall Street are down. The Dow will start at 12,907 after a rise yesterday. The S&P begins at 1365. The Nasdaq opens at 2637. Later on the program, poet Kevin Young joins us to talk about his amazing new book, The Gray Album. It's on the blackness of blackness, storytelling and race, a sort of composite romp through the depth and layering of African-American cultural expressions of blackness and race in America. Coming up this hour, we'll hear what happens when an entire generation of college grads catch themselves working at jobs out of necessity rather than by choice. And we want to hear from you about the state of your job. Are you happy doing what you're doing? If you aren't, what's keeping you on the job? If you're looking for work, what kind of work do you want? Job is a big feature of identity in America, and we want to hear your story. Call us at 877-8MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. First, though, in Texas, a fight over abortion funding threatens to jeopardize a whole range of other women's health services in that state. More on this story coming right up.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.